Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It is the Take Command podcast. Logan Paulson still on vacation, gallivanting about London. And so we have brought back, by popular demand, Jeremy Green, NFL draft analyst, host of the Sportsocracy, to join me for a mock draft unlike any other we've ever done, Jeremy. It's not just because you're here, not just because the analogies and the wit and the insight that you bring that was very well received amongst our fans when you came on a couple weeks ago, but because we're going to do seven rounds. We're going full sicko today, which is really, frankly, your specialty.
So I just did the mock that I'm putting in the media contest. So I did seven-round mock drafts for all 32 teams. So I am really prepared for this.
That makes one of us. So I'm so glad I am prepared to run the technology and hit the buttons and look at you and be like, hey, who should we take here? The way I'm kind of almost thinking about this, as if I was the world's dumbest general manager when it came to scouting. Like I was good at maybe some other stuff that got me the job. And I'm just like, hey, Jeremy's my director of college scouting over here. He knows the actual players. So we'll have those discussions of like, hey, I know our team, and Jeremy does too. But Jeremy has an in-depth knowledge of these players. If you missed the first episode we did with him, he's got over 500 guys on his board, just eats, sleeps, breathes quite literally this stuff this time of year. Nobody knows this stuff better. And we're really excited to have him. So, Jeremy, anything going into the draft here that from a Washington perspective, whether it's from going through the exercise and on the seven-round mock you just did, or kind of bigger picture thoughts that we want to hit on before we pull up the war room and get going?
So first of all, I have to say thank you to all the great people that listen to your show. I did not realize that I do stuff with every team. I don't often get 100 new subscribers in like 15 minutes like I did with your guest. And I'm not gonna lie to you, I thought the software was broken. I went, oh great, it's awesome. I've been doing this
those
for
two
years.
Doofuses can't be that popular.
I've added more people in the last 15 minutes than I've added in the last 15 months. So thank you for that. And so many nice things that people said. So the thing that I always learn, and it's the reason that I do the final mock a week before the draft, is I go through and go team by team, 257 selections, and then I start to pick up on things. And what I picked up doing the seven rounder this time was cornerback is not going to be fun because we have a lot of guys, but we have several guys at the top that kind of do the same thing. Maxwell Hairston and Savone Revel are very similar. You don't have a ton of man-heavy guys. That's one of the reasons I've been so leaned into Noel Williams, because that's what he does. And so as I went through the process, I just realized that virtually every corner goes at least 25 picks ahead of where I have them on the board, which is interesting for Washington, because that's one of the things that I really want to do. I would like to find an outside corner so that I can slide Mikey Sainristil back into the slot, which is where I know they drafted him to go.
Yeah.
But then they signed Jonathan Jones.
Who they said at their press conference, when was this? Or the coach's breakfast, I think Quinn said, you know, I think right now the plan is Mikey outside, Jonathan inside. So
Jonathan Jones cannot play on the outside. So if they signed him with the intention of him being a starter, then Sainer still is going to stay on the outside.
Yeah.
What I'm curious of, and this is, I would love to just sit down with a GM and bug them until they told me to go away. Because that's one of the things I would love to ask is, at what point do you look at the draft board before free agency? So we've gone through the Senior Bowl. We go through the combine. At what point do you look at this class and go, man, this is the slottiest group of corners I've seen in a long time? We got a lot of guys that are basically slot specific. I mean, I think John A. Barron's better out of the slot, and he's going to go in the top 20. At what point do you look around and go, okay, now this is when we add Jonathan Jones? Not because we don't want to eventually get Mikey Sainer still into the slot, but because we know we're not going to have a great opportunity to do it this year.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great point. And I think it's something that has come up in quite a few Washington adjacent stories or Washington specific stories over the last couple of weeks is like, basically, the moves that Adam Peters has made tells us what he thinks about this draft class. And what he thinks is it's not very good. And there are obviously areas of strength and weakness, and that's every draft class. But for their needs and kind of the high-end starters that they might be looking for, specifically, obviously, at tackle, and I think to an extent at wide receiver, getting Debo, getting Laremy Tunsil tells you he doesn't think that the crop of receivers and the crop of tackles in this class is very good, which I think, remembering, we've talked to so many people, but I think that you agreed with that when we were talking a couple weeks ago.
About tackle?
About wide receiver specifically.
Oh, wide receiver's a lot like my dating record. It's a whole mess of threes. I mean, there's one star, which is my current wife. That would be Ted McMillan for me. I like him way better than probably the industry. He's in my top 10. Everybody worries about, oh, he's not going to separate. He's not going to do this. He's not going to do that. Then why are you just absolutely waxing poetic about Travis Hunter? Because Travis Hunter, yes, he's fast enough to separate. I'm not sure he is a good enough route runner. He's such an unbelievable athlete, but you're forgetting that he played in the Big 12 and he played the Pac-12 before that. Not known for its defensive acumen as a guy that covers the ACC, which is also not known for its defensive acumen. So, yeah, I mean, I don't love the receiver class. What you said about where Peters was spending the money, this is the most undefeated theory I have with the draft. If you want to know the position that a team with money doesn't like in the draft, watch where they spend it in free agency. And then watch if they won't take a guy before the fifth round. So you look at adding Debo in the trade. I don't look for you to add a receiver because you probably looked at receiver and went, there's only so many guys. There are a lot of guys that are slot specific, and that's where they're going to play best. And it's going to take me to Jaden Higgins. Jaden Higgins is my favorite. That's my favorite example of this because Jaden Higgins is a big guy. Jaden Higgins is a good route runner. Jaden Higgins doesn't separate as well as I want him to. I think he did a lot of his damage in the slot because people couldn't get their hands on him. And once he got that first step, he could get open. On the outside, he didn't do as well with that because he's not very good getting off press. So I do think in time he can play on the outside, but that's going to take a year or two. You're taking that guy in the top 60 picks. You're expecting him to come in and be blank. You know, if you're Washington, you want another receiver on the outside that can play opposite McLaurin, let Debo do what he does out of the slot. Then Debo can pop out there on the outside. You can slide McCaffrey in the slot, different sets, things like that. There's not really a guy that fits that's going to do that A1 since day one. You're going to get guys that I got to teach you how to do that.
Right. Egbuka may be the exception there. I don't know where you're at on him.
Egbuka, if I die on December the 20th, 2053, I would have died on July the 5th of 2055. Emeka Egbuka probably took 18 months off my life because I love him. I love the tape on him. But I can't figure out how he's going to go in the first round. He's clearly one of my top 30 players.
Well, I'll say on the radio show last week, we did a mock draft and he wound up going 29. Cause that's he, like all the edges went and like the only one left was Pierce. And I'm like, that dude's not a commander. He's not.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah, no, he's
so in my last mock, I'll give you one guess who they took at 29.
If it was James Pierce, you're not going to be correct. That I would not be surprised if that dude is off their board character wise. Okay. Straight up character. Right. They're not going to mess with it.
I'm so glad this came up because I'm doing a show with Logan one day next week. I can't remember which one. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that Logan is just Seacrest out. You do realize I live 50 miles from the University of Tennessee, right?
Oh, yeah.
You do realize that I know a bunch of people that work in that administration. You know what's funny? None of them will tell me anything about James Pierce that's negative.
Interesting, because I've heard other draft folks say that like the staff down there does not like him. That they won't say anything nice.
So you know why they say that? I can tell you exactly why they say that.
Why is that?
Well, because his snap count was low and he didn't want to play snaps. But they do that. They've done that the entire time Josh Heupel's been here. Check Omar Norman Lott's snap count. It has nothing to do with his attitude. I went as far as to start calling people at his high school because I went so far down this rabbit hole of James Pierce is a character issue and everybody told me, oh, he's not on my board. Okay, let me tell you how that will go. And this is in no way a you thing. This is, I swear to God, I almost got shirts made that said James Pierce Jr. is not a character risk.
Interesting.
And if he is, why do you care? You know who else was a character risk? Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons had things that weren't accusations. It wasn't, oh, he's this.
Oh,
he's
no,
that.
Micah had serious off the field
documented.
Stuff. Yeah. No, I think the difference, again, though, is the football character and the stuff with Pierce. And like, there's a difference between like Mike Green and James Pierce Jr. in the conversations. You might have different intel and different info, but this is a worthy discussion. And then now we've given ourselves less time to do the actual mock. But hey, there's only five picks on the board as of right now anyway. So
that does help.
We'll be
at
fine.
Least you're not Baltimore, who has eight picks after like
San Francisco.
130.
Yeah, San Francisco's got 11. But the thing is, like, off the field stuff, you have to investigate it because you have to make a moral judgment and also a risk assessment of, is this guy going to do this thing again and thus not be available to us? On the field football character stuff, it's like, do you play hard every snap? Do you give the required effort? Are you a leader? Are you doing the right things in the weight room? Can we trust you to be a professional? And that's the stuff that I feel like is going around on Pierce, is more of the professionalism, consistent effort. And that is stuff they don't tolerate here. Adam Peters and especially Dan Quinn, like, you must play your face off at all times. Effort is not an option. And a lot of coaches say that. A lot of coaches don't live that. Dan Quinn lives it. And that is part of the reason why they were so good last year. Like, they make the NFC Championship game. Yes, primarily because Jaden Daniels is awesome. Duh. But you also have maximal output from every single player because they're giving their all at all times. And that is just not the case. And if I got a bunch of eights that are given 10 effort, then I'm getting eight all the time. And if I got some nines that are given five effort, then I'm getting six production, and that's less than eight. And I think that is kind of how they overcame the talent deficit last year. And so if there's football character concerns about Pierce, I think he would be off their board.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you, so I probably did more work on James Pierce than any player in this draft.
Okay.
And when I say that, if the average prospect got 8 hours over the course of the entire season, and I'm just using a round number here.
Yeah.
James Pierce got 80. I'm going to tell you, and I know that this is going to make me sound like a tinfoil hat, just kooky madooky. The government, I'm going to sound like Alex Jones, just the government's out to get us. I get it. I think there's a team that's been putting this out about James Pierce. And I'll tell you why.
It happens. It happens.
Oh, I know it happens.
Yeah.
I think there's a team that's been very vocal about it. And this is one of those times I think I know who the team is. I have a pretty good idea of who this team is.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The thing about James Pierce that has rattled me is that every single word that people tell me about James Pierce, all the character issues, all the character red flags, all of the things, it's verbatim the same lines. There is never nuance to it. It is every single time. It's word for word. And I've debunked about half of it. I've literally debunked about half of what I've heard about James Pierce. And you say, oh, the effort's not there. Okay. So I believe, and I've watched James Pierce tape ad nauseum. I think James Pierce can be taken out of games. I do have issues with him mentally. I do not have, it's not an effort thing. Pierce is not a refined prospect. I'll be honest with you. He's my number six overall. He's my number six player overall. Wow. I would take him over Mike Green, and I love Mike Green. I would take him over Mike Green. Mike Green's is the funny thing to me, and I say funny, not necessarily meaning funny. Mike Green is accused of things that are absolutely awful. James Pierce is accused of being a potentially lazy, somewhat immature kid, and somehow that's being held more against him than what Mike Green's being accused of. I can't get a word about what happened to Mike Green. Yeah. Two different cities, two different events. I have absolutely no intel. And that scares me to death. I love the player. I'm way more afraid of what happened with Mike Green than I am with James Pierce. There are bad character guys in this class. I'll tell you one right now, and I'm not afraid of it. I'd say it to his face. It's Malachi Moore. Malachi Moore would not be on a team. If there were 500 rounds in the draft, I would not draft Malachi Moore at any point. James Pierce is not that. And it does. I hate Twitter. I hate it.
I'm not on it anymore, so I hear you.
You can. I hate the other one. I don't even know what it's called. I hate Twitter so much that I went, I'm not doing new Twitter. So what was that, Blue Sky?
Yeah.
I hate all of them because, and I told you this before the show, the third guy that's doing our draft coverage from Green Bay with us, Canadian friend of mine, David Smith, does the Canadian side of sports for us. So he does Toronto Blue Jays baseball, Raptors basketball, and hockey. He has a line, and I'm gonna PC it for this show. It's free to say stuff.
Yeah.
Twitter is where people go, and it's free to say stuff. And you can say anything you want to, and nobody checks you. And I can tie probably 70% of what I hear about James Pierce back to a Twitter account from somebody that probably watches old WrestleManias in his mom's basement while he's waiting on Hot Pockets. I'm just telling you, if you let this kid go to Philadelphia, don't be shocked when 3 years from now you're going, how did we do this? Because you remember Jalen Carter? Yeah, you know, he was a characterist too?
Yeah.
Not one word. Not one problem. And I railed on Jalen Carter for character red flags. I wouldn't take this guy in the top 10. Meanwhile, the tape's fantastic. He goes to Seattle, or goes to Philadelphia, excuse me. Weird.
Yeah.
Not one problem. Not one speeding ticket. Not one any of those things.
Yeah. In the Beast, Dane has in his write-up on Pierce a quote from an NFL scout. He says, I want to be convinced that he loves this. And I think that, like, knowing Logan, that is a huge red flag. Like, Logan loves guys that love it. But also you get, I mean, if it's immaturity, one, the guys grow up. Two, you get them in the right atmosphere. And some of that stuff, like some of it, you have to create the atmosphere by not bringing those kinds of guys in. But every once in a while, if you can get a guy that just needs to be pushed in the right direction. And frankly, I think Laramie Tunsil's this way for Washington. They don't need Laramie Tunsil to be a leader. If you need Laramie Tunsil to be a leader, you're not going to be very happy. If Laramie Tunsil can go into a strong locker room and just play left tackle at a high level and be pushed at by his teammates in the right direction, Laramie Tunsil is going to be a potential all pro. And that's why Washington did that. And maybe James Pierce is that kind of talent. All right, let's get to the mock after this final thought.
Oh, you're good. Sorry. When Laramie Tunsil comes in the building, I would have to resist the urge to put on the Darth Vader mask and just... Is it funny yet? Or this is your third team, so is it funny yet?
Happy draft season, Laramie Tunsil. I'm so sorry that just happened to you.
And that's a good example of what I was talking about. Look, this is the NIL thing, because I cover college football too.
Yeah.
The NIL thing has changed college football. I will also just tell you this because I haven't heard anybody else say it. And I love Tennessee. They're very near and dear to my heart. Everybody talks about the character red flags with James Pierce. Look what just happened with their quarterback and pull the string. It's a different place. They have a collective that's spending money at a super high level. And am I going to sit here and tell you that this kid's not entitled? Nope, I'm not. Because he probably is. I don't know him personally. I've been in the same room with him, but I've never actually sat down and talked to him.
Yeah.
This kid made a lot of money last year at Tennessee. So he's a 20, I believe he's 20. I think he's 21 now. If not, he will be by week one. He's a 21-year-old kid that's big man on campus in Tennessee, and he's flush, and he's got money in his pocket. Am I telling you he's not going to have to be humbled? Absolutely. You know who I would rather do that? The guy that did it with Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
That's why I'm locked into James Pierce.
Interesting. All right, well, let's see if he's available at 29.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.